News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And how's Izzy?
Izzy is doing great.
7 o'clock is when Dalton skips out of the and heads over to a quick little FaceTime with his baby girl, which mm-hmm. is awfully cute.
Well, I don't see her in the morning, so got a FaceTime.
Yeah. Righto, gotcha. 6 after 7, we'll tell you what's going on this hour. Plenty right after Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start to our Friday morning. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, no delays across the Bayway and through the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels. Downtown looks great. Also from the 1065 split, there's no delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Tonight's a night, it's Test and Tune and Grudge Racing with US 90 Dragway in Irvington. It's Run What You Brung. Kids 12 and under, always free. Find out more on Facebook and at US90Dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It is 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Looking at three big things, among others. A virus relief bill blocked in the Senate. Also, the Mobile Police Department held their annual 9/11 and law enforcement memorial yesterday. Very moving. Changes to Mobile's Mardi Gras season. You can check those stories out at FMTalk1065.com. And also, we'll have more on that story. With a special guest.
Mary Lee Gay joining Mary us Lee at Gay, 8 yep. o'clock this morning.
Very good. She's got all the answers to what's going to be going on with Mardi Gras. That was her organization that was making that announcement yesterday. Meanwhile, a change in the way we're going to talk about COVID-19, at least the numbers. Dalton's been doing it on a daily basis since March?
Yeah, we've been talking about the numbers daily since the very beginning of wow. this thing. I remember back when we were saying, okay, there's been, 5 deaths in Mobile due to COVID, and that number has obviously risen to well over 250 at this point. So I'm not going to lie to you, it wears on you a little bit talking about, you know, how awful this virus has been every single morning. And I think it's a even when you're looking at the numbers daily, you get a better picture of how things are going. If you look at the weekly and biweekly numbers, the averages, gives you maybe a better picture of how America and how our state and how locally we're fighting this virus and how we're doing against it. So starting next week, we'll be giving the COVID-19 numbers weekly rather than every single day. And I still think that'll be enough to get a clear picture of how things are looking. Of course, if there's any big breaking news, right, we're not going to avoid talking about that, whether it's a change in the phase 3 trials of the vaccines or any big topic that has to do with COVID-19, we'll be talking about that, of
absolutely.
Course. But as far as the daily numbers, we'll be scaling that back to once a week.
Actually, I look forward to your, we'll probably do it Wednesday now as we're kind mm-hmm. of mapping this out. I look forward to that that conversation, those numbers, because I think that will be a clear idea week to week what's going on. I know you put that in this conversation, but when it's day to day, it's not as easy to really get a handle on things. So beginning next, probably Wednesday, it'll be a weekly report.
Yeah, so let's give the update for today. And nationally now, over 6.3 million total cases of coronavirus and nearly 184,000 have died with COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases has now dropped to 35,644 per day. That's the lowest number of daily new cases since June 26, as we were heading up that curve. The number of patients currently hospitalized with the virus, 32,000. 1,419 nationwide. That's a little bit higher than it was at the beginning of the week, but still right around what we were seeing back on June 26th. And talk about the consistency. Right now, where we are heading down the curve, the number of daily new cases and number of hospitalizations are nearly the exact same as they were at the end of June. Testing right now, around 675,000 per day, and around 5.3% of those test results are coming back positive. And we're now averaging 744 deaths per day nationwide. That's up a little bit from earlier this week when the number was the lowest it's been since July 17th. Now, looking at the state of Alabama, 123,267 confirmed cases in the state, and 2,176 have died with COVID-19. But the average number of daily new cases for Alabama up just a little bit from the last couple of days to 667 per day. The number was as low as 535 per day on Tuesday. That was the lowest since June 11th, but it's climbed some since then. We're averaging 5,450 tests per day. That's up some from earlier this week. And 834 Alabamians currently hospitalized with the virus. Those hospitalization numbers have been declining for over 1 month now. Daily deaths have dropped to 8 per day in the state. That's the lowest that has been since June 19th. And if you remember, at our previous peak, we were averaging 27 deaths per day back on July 27th. Mm. Now, 79 people currently hospitalized with COVID in Mobile as of the health department's latest update yesterday. That's the lowest number of people that have been hospitalized in months. During our peak at the end of July, over 200 were in the hospital in Mobile, so that number has been cut by well over half. Mobile averaging 40 cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 26 per day. That's around what we were seeing in mid to late June for our area. And locally in our two counties, been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths attributed to COVID per day since mid-July. But right now, between Mobile and Baldwin counties, we're averaging just over 1.5 per day over the last week. That's the lowest that that number has been in 2 months. And then taking a look at the counties that surround us, Washington County, Clark County, Monroe, Conecuh, Escambia, Choctaw, and Wilcox. Yesterday, Escambia County reported its first death since August 28th, and Monroe County reported its first death with COVID since August 11th. And of those 8 counties, those are the first 2 deaths in the month of September. Over the month of August, there were a combined 21 fatalities in those 8 counties attributed to COVID, and most of those came from Escambia County with 7 and then 5 in Clark County. And then the top 6 counties right now affected by the virus. Jefferson County continues to lead the state with over 17,000 cases and 305 deaths. I mentioned Mobile's number, nearly 12,500 cases, 271 deaths. Montgomery County is third with 8,000 cases and 165 deaths. Then you have Madison County, Tuscaloosa County, and Baldwin County coming in sixth in the state.
Remember when up in Montgomery, at some point during this whole thing, might have been in May, maybe June, but they were having trouble with the hospital beds. They didn't have they had such a rush on COVID, such a surge somewhere in the spring. You remember it became a national story.
Yeah. So when it started, Jefferson County and Mobile County were far and away leading the state. It hit Montgomery County a little bit later.
Yes.
But when it hit, they did fill up the hospitals quickly. And you know, part of that story, and we were discussing hospitals in Texas, hospitals elsewhere in the nation, when they talk about hitting capacity with hospital beds and ICU beds, they operate on a standard basis. You know, even pre-pandemic, they're keeping normally 90 to 95% capacity. So
right.
When they say they're nearing capacity, it doesn't mean that they normally have 20% of the beds filled on a standard day where there's no
virus going around. That's a good point.
They've already got a lot of the beds filled. But Montgomery County, I know, got to the point where they were having to send patients elsewhere.
Right.
But it seems that that's under control at this point.
Also, I think part of the problem in Montgomery County was Lee County filled up quickly. That's where Auburn is, Auburn-Opelika. And they had to, you know, they
were sending them to Montgomery.
They had to drive south to Montgomery. And that was part of that. But anyway, this thing, at some point, there's going to be some amazing books, maybe even a movie. I don't know that I want to read the book or see the movie, but what a time this has been.
Yeah, and on the day of 9/11, I can't believe it's been 19 years since the terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the plane that went down over Pennsylvania. 19 years ago today, just, you know, 20 years ago, we'd be looking back at this pandemic and saying, wow, unbelievable.
We'll talk about that in more depth in the 8 o'clock hour on FM Talk 106.5. Sports coming up. What you got?
Yeah, the 2020 NFL season kicked off last night, and we've got some big rivalry games in high school football in our area tonight. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies, one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neymanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 718 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs raised the banner and kicked off the 2020 NFL season with a 34-20 win over the Houston Texans last night. Chiefs rookie running back and former LSU Tiger Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a great night. Starting off where he left off his senior season in Baton Rouge, rushed for 138 yards and a touchdown last night. Patrick Mahomes was an efficient 24 for 32 with 211 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Now this Sunday, there's a full slate of games, including Tom Brady and Tampa Bay heading to New Orleans to face Drew Brees and the Saints. That game will kick off at 3:25 Sunday afternoon, but it will be odd seeing a Superdome without fans. In the NBA playoffs, the LA Lakers controlled the Houston Rockets in a 110-100 Game 4 win. Puts LA up 3-1 in the Western Conference semifinal series. In the NHL, Alexander Radulov scored 25 seconds into overtime, and the Dallas Stars upset the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 to take Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals and a 2-1 series lead. Week 4 of high school football begins tonight with some big regional and rivalry games. Our very own Dan Brennan, along with our friend Jim Cox, will be on the call for the Battle of Old Shell Road tonight as UMS Wright travels that long, long bus ride down Old Shell, 2 miles west to play St. Paul's. Spanish Fort will travel to play undefeated Robertsdale. Daphne will look to remain undefeated at 2-1 Theodore. McGill Toolin travels to Gulf Shores. Foley hosts Fairhope. Some other games in the area. Mary G. Montgomery set to host Murphy. Baker at Alma Bryant. Viger at Jackson. Blunt hosts Citronelle. Cottage Hill plays at Flemington. Bayside Academy hosts Hillcrest Evergreen. Mobile Christian hosts W.S. Neal. Williamson at St. Michael. Faith at LaFleur. Davidson hosts Enterprise. St. Luke's will host J.U. Blackshire. Orange Beach plays at Clark County and Satsuma at Alberta. Now, 3 games this week canceled due to COVID. Baldwin County at Sarah Land is a no-go. Choctaw County at Millery and Greene County at Leroy. I believe Leroy's only played a half of football this year.
Wow.
They haven't been able to play. Still ranked number one in 2A, though. And some news from the world of golf. Two-time major champ John Daly announced yesterday he was recently diagnosed with bladder cancer. The 54-year-old revealed he'd been battling kidney stones and back pain in recent weeks, which led him to withdraw from a Charles Schwab Tour event in Missouri last month. But after consulting with doctors, it was determined that the kidney stones had passed, and he now faced a more daunting condition.
Luckily for me, they caught it early, but bladder cancer is something that I don't know. I don't know all the details about it, but it doesn't look like it may ever go away, so we'll just to see what happens. Maybe there's a miracle there.
Now, Daly told the Golf Channel the doctor removed his cancer in surgery, but that the deadly disease was likely to return. The five-time PGA Tournament winner has battled health issues throughout his career. Daly last played a PGA Tour event at last year's Safeway Open, where he missed the cut, but he remains exempt into both the PGA Tour and the Open until age 60 because of his prior victories. Daly also notably smashed the roof of his RV into the top of the Bankhead Tunnel back in 2009. I know a lot of people remember that day.
You know, John, a lot of people remember a lot of things about the life and the career of John Daly. I mean, you got to give him credit. He's not boring.
Yeah, people probably remember more of his career than he does. So that's a look at sports.
That's actually, it's funny and a fair statement.
That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, something big coming back to downtown tonight. Did you know about this? Hang on. We've got details, and we'll talk to Carol Hunter from the Downtown Mobile Alliance up next.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the 1 and 2 bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Hey folks, this is Randy Bergen, host of Southern Fairways Golf Show, presented by McConnell Automotive. Well, not a whole lot happening in the world of sports, but golf is cranked back up, and we'll keep you up to date on the happenings, as well as have some great guests, and we'll keep you entertained with some unexpected giggles. Don't let anybody know, but you can also watch us on Facebook and YouTube. So tee it up with us this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. for Southern Fairways Golf Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. It's been a great ride over the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from Fairhope to Aptly. So far, it looks good from Malbus and Spanish Ford all the way into downtown Mobile. So far, the 1065 split looks good, and officers tell us no wrecks in the roadways. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp, and they've recently added over 150 new items. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Good morning. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 7:24. And Art Walk is happening tonight downtown. And Carol Hunter is the Director of Communications with Downtown Mobile Alliance. Carol, good morning to you. And I guess it's a good feeling to have Art Walk back, huh?
You know, it is one of those events that, you know, developed over the years into this truly wonderful happening. It seems spontaneous, even though it is well planned, and people have enjoyed it for years. So we were very sad to see it take a hiatus. March was the last one we had. Mm-hmm. Now, we did ease back into it very gently last month. There were no art vendors. We didn't have any live performances. A few of the stores and galleries stayed open late. And Dan, I was amazed at how many people came down, even though it was pouring down rain. Mm. It was just a torrential downpour. in the hour or so before, there were quite a few people who were ready to come downtown. This one is going to be a little more like the art walks that folks remembered from the past, with a really fun live performance from the opera from the balcony of the Larkins Building right there on Dauphin Street from 6 to 6:45. Still, we're not having bands with horns, you know, no brass bands. I think the city, the Parks Department, both believe that, you know, that there's a little bit, maybe too much potential to spread the virus that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're keeping people separated and, as I say, continuing a slower ramp up to the art walks of old, shall we say.
Dalton?
Yeah, Carol, this is Dalton here, and one of the many marks on my record. I've been downtown a lot, but I've yet to visit the art walk. What can I expect if I bring my family? What are some of the fun things to do?
Well, you know, art walk is one of those events that is not heavily programmed. Back in, you know, before everything shut down, there were, you know, we would have musicians on the street, but it was mostly an opportunity to take over Dauphin Street. The street is closed, to enjoy the art vendors that are set up, and we will have them again set up along Dauphin Street in front of Cathedral Square. The shops and galleries are open late. They'll be open till 9 o'clock. Stroll in, but what you really will find, Dalton, is how many people you recognize, people that you know that you run into. Maybe you haven't seen them in a while. I mean, we haven't seen anybody for a long time,
no
have
kidding.
We?
No kidding.
But to that end, masks are required, even when, you know, certainly when you're inside any of the shops and galleries, but even outside, the city's requiring masks and, you know, advising people to social distance when it's possible.
Carol, we're a little bit out of time now, but I just wanted to say, you're right. We've been so penned up, and this is just a great time to say hello and see people. And I wish you the best of luck with this, and hopefully it'll be back month to month, every month, because it is a tremendous event.
It's a great event. We hope to see everybody down there.
728 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and soon Dr. Bill Williams, and a big to-do that happens every Friday.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11th, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Solemn memorial observances will be held across the nation today on this 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Small towns and big cities all taking part. The major observances will be at or near the sites of the attacks, including Lower Manhattan. At the official 9/11 memorial, they'll hold a socially distanced event where the recorded reading of the names of those killed at Ground Zero will be played. A few blocks away, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation founder Stephen Stiller says they'll hold an event where they'll read those names out loud.
It would be shame on us if we couldn't figure out a way to read these names in a safe way.
Vice President Mike Pence expected to attend the foundation's observance. President Trump and Joe Biden will be at the memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to remember those killed when terrorists brought down Flight 93. This is USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Are you getting ripped off on Amazon? A report by a consumer advocacy group says yes, especially when it comes to products such as paper towels. The group compared the cost of 10 food, health, and cleaning products found on Amazon last month and found that the items were often 2 to 14 times more expensive than the identical products sold by Target, Walmart, and others. A package of Clorox disinfectant wipes, for example, which sold on Amazon for $37.95, sold for $5 at other online retailers. Hey, we're not number one. The U.S. has dropped to number 28 in a new report measuring social progress around the world. The report, which measured a country's well-being metrics, including things like access to health care, education, nutrition, safety, the environment, and freedom, found that the U.S. has fallen from 19th in 2011 to 28th this year, despite the country's overall wealth and cultural impact. The U.S. 91st in access to quality basic education. That's Your Money Now.
When it comes to mobility, Michigan is making what the rest of the world hasn't even thought of yet. Our state is home to 2 world-class autonomous vehicle testing sites, and we're first in the U.S. for mobility-related patents. With over 500 miles of roadway equipped for connected vehicle testing, it's no wonder that everyone is moving to where it all started. So if you're ready to move into the future with your mobility business, visit planetm.com/pure-opportunity.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome.
The longest summer is almost over. Auburn football is back.
Nix steps up. He throws to Williams. Got he's to. Got
Schwartz
it.
Schwartz around left end. Lots of blues. It's picked up by Auburn.
Sanders just ran through.
September 26th against Kentucky on the Auburn Sports Network.
Your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5. Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orward in Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And Dr. Bill Williams rolling into the weekend. Dr. Bill, good morning.
Well, good morning, Dan.
So, we've got high school football. We've got Art Walk downtown tonight. We just talked with Carol Hunter about that. And we got the weekend, so people want to do things outside. So, naturally, you say, here comes the rain.
Yes. We're going to start this afternoon with some shower and thunderstorm activity. We'll have some sunshine this morning, but then it'll become mostly cloudy and with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. we could get up around 91, 92 degrees before the rain takes over this afternoon. Now, tonight, that shower activity will taper off. So in the evening, just look for some isolated showers around. We'll cool down to about 75 late tonight. And then tomorrow and Sunday, look for numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon hours. It's going to keep temperatures in the upper 80s. And this pattern of scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will stay with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with afternoon temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Now, the reason for the increase in rain is due now to, well, we've got two tropical waves, call them easterly waves, one over the central Gulf right now, another one about to come into Florida, the peninsula, and then move into the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow. And both of those are going to contribute to numerous showers and thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast, especially over the weekend. Now, this tropical wave coming across Florida, once it gets into the Gulf, there is the possibility that it could develop into a tropical depression. So we'll be monitoring that system over the next 24 to 48 hours to see if any development occurs. If it does, it will just simply increase the rainfall activity along the Gulf Coast. We've got a lot of activity, though, going on out in the Atlantic right now, as we get to the peak of hurricane season and begin part two of the season. Right now, in addition to the tropical wave about to move across the Florida Peninsula, we have the two name storms out in the Atlantic, and Paulette and Renee. Paulette will become a hurricane and most likely will track right over Bermuda early next week and then recurve out into the open North Atlantic. Renee is kind of a weak tropical storm. It may possibly become a minimal hurricane, but it's going to meander out there for a while and maybe even take more of a westerly path in the next few days. We now have a very large tropical wave that's out, has come off the coast of Africa. It's headed west, and it will become a named storm fairly soon, possibly within the next 24 hours. And then another tropical wave is about to come off the coast, and we'll begin to move out in more of a northwest track out in the Atlantic. So it's very crowded out there right now, but I think the dominant one is going to be that big tropical wave that has moved off the coast and is headed toward the Caribbean. That's going to be a big, looks like a big system, and will be very dominant out in the Atlantic for the next several days.
Yeah, that one sounds dangerous, and Dr. Bill, I know you'll have your eyes on that as it crosses the Atlantic. Now, this rain we'll have in our area over the weekend, I know it's so hot, lots of folks planning on getting out on the boat, getting into the Gulf this weekend. Can we expect that rain both inland and offshore, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, most of the rain will be onshore as the land heats up and we get a lot of activity through the afternoon. But we will see some scattered thunderstorm activity because these are tropical waves, and they do produce showers and thunderstorms over the water. So that could be a problem getting out there over the weekend. Of course, if the disturbance coming across Florida becomes a tropical depression, then that could pick up the seas over the weekend. But, of course, that system has not formed yet. So, but we'll be watching it.
It sounds like we're going to be watching a lot of things for a lot of months since we're only halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, part two is going to be active all the way through September and well into October. And we're at 17 named storms now, and we're likely to pick up another one this weekend with that big area that's come off the African coast. So it goes on and on.
Well, I just looked at the calendar, and if it's to be believed, it is a Friday, Dr. Bill, and that means it's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, a number between 1 and 2. What have we on this second weekend of September?
Well, we've got rain in the forecast for the weekend, and we could have quite a bit of it, especially through the afternoon and the early evening hours, so that's going to lower our scale significantly. But I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
1.6730.
That's a little lower than we've seen the last couple weekends, Dr. Bill.
Yes, it is, and that's mainly due to the fact that we'll see those scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday. Again, most of it's during the afternoon, but it's possible that some of those showers could develop in the late morning hours.
Even the orchestra was disappointed, Dr. Bill. They didn't even want to play the song there because
I can understand.
Very disappointed with the low ranking, the low on the scale this weekend.
Are we
this
paying
weekend.
Them enough?
Evidently not, because they ended up late to the show. Thank you, Dr. Bill. One way or the other, we appreciate you very much, and we will talk again on Monday.
Okay, Dan.
Okay, there you go, Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill. You can hear him twice an hour every hour on FM Talk 106.5. Even over the weekend, we have him working overtime.
Yes.
And I know a lot of folks out there are interested in the marine weather forecast. And, of course, if you listen to the outdoor show in the morning, whether it's Don Dubuque from 5 to 7 or our very own in-house outdoor show with Sean Sullivan and Mike Ward, you can hear the marine forecast there. So we thank Dr. Bill for all the hard work he does here.
It is September the 11th. We've got more on that straight ahead.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Hanging out with my buddy Sid Sexton. And for a second, I want to talk about hiring, because you're increasing the size of your business all the time, so you got to have new people.
We're growing at a pretty fast rate. It's pretty exciting. We're constantly on the look for new talent.
And the right talent, making sure you have the right person.
We've got a pretty extensive process that we go through to try to make sure that we hire for the right attributes. We can teach the skills, but the right attributes is what we're looking for.
Well, what makes it different?
Landscaping, I really like. You get to work with your hands, you get to work outdoors, and you get to work with some great customers, but you could probably have that with any other landscape company. But the big difference, we will show you how to be successful. We give you all the information. We don't really hold anything back. In fact, we create a tier system to show you the ladder to how you guide your career path. And then really, the entire culture of our organization revolved around helping you, the new hire, or anyone else in the field, become successful.
This is exciting. Somebody wants to talk about maybe getting an application in with you. How do they find you?
Just go online, sextonlandscapes.com. There's a career page there. Or you could go through any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone. For the Canes, WarriorKids.com traffic center accident. Free conditions continue. Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and 65. Starting to see heavier traffic as you come again for the Eastern Shore. Also, right in front of Rockway Elementary on 31 in the Malbus area, so be careful. The school zones are going to be busy. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate. Great savings store-wide. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:43 on Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Events marking the September 11th anniversary. Well, first of all, we had some yesterday for 9/11, and also memorial services honoring those who fell in the line of duty here in Mobile. So the police department had their own service yesterday. You may have seen that.
Yeah, the Mobile Police Department was out yesterday doing that annual event. And then, of course, today being the actual anniversary of 9/11, a whole lot more going on.
And we've got a pandemic. Things are being scaled back, like in Lower Manhattan and at the Pentagon at the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. One of those changes is the reading of the names of the victims. They're recorded this year. That's not been the case in the past. And organizers of the New York ceremonies chose to do away with the stage as they work to discourage one of the things that now, you know, you're having an event, but then you're discouraging crowds. It's coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's the age that we're in right now, but it is obviously 9/11.
Yeah, and a lot of people were upset up there in New York because it looked like they were going to do away with that tribute in light.
Yes.
Where they shoot the beams of light
right
exactly where those Twin Towers used to stand.
Right.
And the same over the Pentagon. Well, in New York, they almost didn't do that, I guess, to reduce the crowds, and there was an uproar, as there should have been. People said, you need to do it anyway, even if you don't have fans come out.
Yeah.
But the candidates for president and vice president will also be out today. Vice President President Mike Pence. He's going to be at the New York ceremony today, and I believe Joe Biden will as well before Biden heads over to Shanksville. And he and President Trump are both expected to attend the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania today. So that's what's going on in our nation's capital and in Pennsylvania where Flight 93 went down. And then here, a couple other things you can do. I know that MPD, they held their event yesterday, and Daphne Police Department, they've been tweeting about 9/11 this morning and a tribute to fallen law enforcement officers and firefighters. Mm-hmm. And then today, actually, I think they just got started at 7:30, a stair climb, 9/11 Memorial stair climb to support local fire departments. Club for Fitness, I guess they have three locations around here, and that began at 7:30. So people climbing, seeing how many flights of stairs they can climb in 20 minutes in honor of those first responders. And something we bring up yearly here, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who was right there with President George W. Bush when the plane slammed into those towers. Every year on 9/11, he has a minute-by-minute account of what his day was like during 9/11. And he began it last night where he said they flew into, I think it was Pennsylvania. I can't remember where they flew into prior to 9/11. And then this morning at 7:15, he got started tweeting an hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute account of what his day was like on 9/11. So I encourage you to check that out on Twitter, twitter.com/Ari Fleischer, Fleischer. It's just striking, and it takes you back to 19 years ago and what you were doing that day.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about what I was doing that day next hour.
Yeah, same here.
FM Talk 106.5. So Dalton informed me, hey, Dan, I got an animal news story. Mm-hmm. It's from one of your favorite cities in America, right?
Yeah, so I've been following this story closely. Over 24 hours now in Knoxville, Tennessee, a tiger has been on the loose. I repeat, a tiger on the loose, and I don't want to hear any Auburn or LSU jokes or Clemson jokes for
that's
that matter.
Serious.
But yeah, East Knox County, they began seeing these tiger sightings yesterday morning, and
you're thinking
a full-blown Bengal tiger because they always go to whatever stock images they have.
Yeah.
Nastiest, meanest-looking tiger.
Yes.
Well, the tiger is still on the loose, but now they're saying a off-duty deputy reported seeing this tiger and says it's a tiger cub. So maybe not as much to be worried about, but this tiger cub still on the loose. And it was a strange day in Knoxville. Also, of course, the Knoxville Zoo, they said, we've accounted for all of our tigers.
We've got ours.
He ain't our tiger.
It might be a tiger cub, but if a tiger cub gets hungry,
he can still cause some damage.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and then also yesterday, a plane emergency landed on I-640 there in Knoxville, and then took off from the interstate, used it as a runway to leave. I thought they were supposed to stay down once they came down on the interstate. But
the guy that dropped off the tiger.
It might have been. Strange day in Knoxville, especially, and that tiger cub still on the loose, so be careful.
Sports on the way?
Yeah, USA Jags make their debut in the brand new on-campus Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium this weekend. More coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
All right, good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5 coming up. What's cooking with Alec Naaman and Naaman's Catering? But right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. College football last night, the Miami Hurricanes beat the UAB Blazers 31-14. Now, the Hurricanes debuted their new spread offense under new offensive coordinator Rhett Lashley. It's a name we know well here in Alabama. They had 337 yards rushing and 493 yards total offense last night in the win over the Blazers. Hurricanes, the first team from a Power 5 conference to kick off the 2020 season. This weekend, the rest of the ACC will play their first games of the year, along with some Big 12 teams. And South Alabama will open the Hancock-Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus against Tulane tomorrow night at 6:30. I believe that game's on ESPN2. Jags currently 10-point underdogs. In NASCAR news, Mobile-born Bubba Wallace announced yesterday that he will be leaving Richard Petty Motorsports after the 2020 season. In a Twitter post, Wallace thanked Richard Petty and the entire team for giving him the start to his Cup Series career. There are 9 races remaining in the 2020 season before Wallace must find a new team, and Richard Petty Motorsports will have to find a new driver. They did say yesterday they will announce who that new driver will be in the near future. Wallace, yet to win a Cup Series race during his 3 seasons driving for Petty. He has a career-best 5 top 10 finishes this season. He's currently ranked 23rd in the Cup standings. That is also a career-best. 751 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Alec Naiman, right? On the way?
Yeah, Naiman's catering. What's cooking? You'll want to take note of this one this weekend.
On the way next. It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Does healthcare matter to you? How about education or infrastructure? Because the truth is, they're all census funded, just like so many of Alabama's essential resources. And right now, we're at risk of losing $13 billion in federal funding if we don't improve our census rates. That's billion with a B. The 2020 census is 10 simple questions, and it takes just 6 minutes of your time. The final deadline is September 30th. No more excuses, Alabama. Visit my2020census.gov and fill out your census today.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Couldn't ask for a better start to a Friday morning if you're traveling from Daphne and Spanish Fort all the way across the Bayway and the Causeway. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels clear from the 1065 split. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, Spring Hill at 65 also looking good with no new wrecks in the roadways. Lotus CBD in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, right across the street from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. And if you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, they can help. Lotus CBD. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Yeah, it's Friday morning. Means it's time to check in with Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering and find out what's cooking this weekend. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad to see y'all live and well over there.
Yes, sir, we are. And now getting ready to eat well on the weekend after you tip us off on what to do.
Well, you know, that's what I do. That's my specialty. You know, I don't know a whole lot. I mean, I sing and dance. I told y'all that. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, outside of singing and dancing, and listen, I got this great voice for singing.
Yeah, you sing baritone for sure. Now, you're normally telling us, you know, we're cooking some pork or cooking some burgers or any of the great things that you make over there at Naiman's Catering. But today, we're making something that goes well on just about everything.
Well, that's what I call this my teriyaki lime glaze, okay? It's like a sauce, you know, but you thicken a little bit, makes a little glaze. So when you're out there cooking them chicken kebabs or those pork chops or just some grilled shrimp, or if you're going to get you a little piece of tuna and put it on there, you can use this glaze for anything.
That sounds great.
So I tell you what I do. I get me a couple of cups of teriyaki sauce and a little bit of lime juice and some sugar, and then a spice called five spice seasoning and some cornstarch. Now, you can find that five spice, you know, like some of your specialty shops, like Seven Spice, over there on Airport Boulevard. So I get a little saucepan, you know, and I take my teriyaki and I put it in there, and I put my lime juice with it, and then I let it come to a boil, you know. And then I turn it down a little bit, let it simmer while I mix a little cornstarch with a little couple tablespoons of water. And I make a little paste out of it, and then I drizzle it into it till it gets really, really thick, you know. And the reason why I want it so thick, because when I get to go to add my sugar and dissolve my sugar, it'll thin it out a little bit. See, so you want to thicken it really good and then thin it a little bit, you know. So after it gets good and hot, and I thicken it with that cornstarch and water paste, you know. I put my, you know, a cup of sugar in there and stir it up, let it dissolve. I add my five spice seasoning to it, you know, and all that, and then it just makes this nice thick little glaze, little glossy glaze, you know. And so I put them pork chops on the grill. I throw some kebabs on the grill. I break out my shrimp and I put them on, you know, all, and then I put this glaze over it as I turn it, you know. So I call this my teriyaki lime glaze.
That sounds fantastic, Alec. And I know folks out there listening, maybe they don't have the time to make their own teriyaki lime glaze, but they have some event coming up. How can they get in touch with Neiman's Catering and have you come out?
Well, we like for folks not to have any time. If they had time, they wouldn't need me. So I need people that ain't got any time, all right?
Yeah.
So they need me. See, I want to be needed.
Yes, right, sir.
And so you can call me at 473-3900. I like it when you call me. I got folks on standby just waiting to answer the phone. They say, "Boss, the phone ain't ringing." I said, "Let me get on the radio with my buddies over there, 106.5. I can make that phone ring." So anyhow, I've got some ribs and some butts all smoked up, man, ready for you to come get them for some tailgating tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I've got some baked beans, mac and cheese, and potato salad just waiting for you to come get it. You know, and man, we got football. I got football tonight in the high schools. I'm so excited. Got football tomorrow out at Stanky. Mm. I mean, out at the Gags. You know, I call it Stanky because I'm used to baseball. But, you know, so, man, I'm just excited. We're going to be on TV.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to get to play, put on my mask, my costume, and go out there. Nobody will know who I am, so I can act a fool.
Yeah. So that's the big news, the 1-0 Jags playing Tulane tomorrow night. First time Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium will be in use. And, you know, we got to hear it this morning before we go. What you got for us, Alec?
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Alec Neiman, what's cooking with Alec and Neiman's Catering? They can take good care of you, whatever you need.
They certainly do. Talk to them every Friday and make that teriyaki lime glaze. I think that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
We're going to talk to Mary Lee Gay about Mobile Mardi Gras and some of the new restrictions that are going to begin this year, according to their press release yesterday. That's on the way. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11th, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now, 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual